Hello.
Oh, hey, Lori. I'm sorry to do that to you. I didn't mean to. This guy, we have been trying to reach him for 9 days. Every time we called him, we would miss him, and then he would call us and miss us. And so I saw him calling in. I thought, I better grab it because I don't want this to go on for another 9 days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I got to talk to
him. I just wanted to finish where I left off. So
yeah,
is that?
Please.
Jonah had to get a leg brace for his right leg.
Poor Jonah. Oh, my goodness.
And just so many things, you know. And
Jonah's the German Shepherd, right?
Yeah, he's the police dog.
That's what I thought. Okay.
I have two of them, yes. And then, you know, before this, I even took in a senior to take care of him. And it was hard doing, it's hard doing that, too. I'm like, I can't, you know.
A
I said,
senior,
I don't know what to tell you. Huh?
You're taking care of
a senior person.
A senior citizen. Oh, wow. That's a big responsibility.
And I took him in, and he says until he can go in and move in with his family, I offered that, but, you know, it's like, he can't do anything.
Right. Oh.
So, but anyways, and then I thought, okay, you know, people still owe me money. They haven't paid me, but I can't, I'm in no position to keep collecting because I can't.
Right.
You know, people aren't going to, and another person abandoned their dog.
I want to make a suggestion for you, Lori, if I can, because you texted in that the website's down. The website is up, but there's the little orange banner at the top saying the information is no longer being updated. What I think would be a good solution for you, just temporarily, because you have so much on your plate, is that I can change your subscription to just $29 a month for the website hosting. So that will keep your website up and running in the meantime. You're still on the loyalty program where you're getting every other month for free. So you'll be getting, you know, like $15 a month when you consider that, or $14.50 when you pay $29 and then the next month's free. But I would do that until you have a chance to send in the BBB and your business card and do that video verification. Because until
and I don't know how long it will take for the BBB, because this one will be a legitimate, you know. And the other one, like I said, I didn't know. I get scammed all the time, and I don't even know it sometimes, you know. I try to pick it up,
you know. Pay that extra, you know, $70 every other month, you know, in the meantime, when that's what it's for. It's for the Google optimization, which we can't do until the video verification. I think that would be a good solution for you is, you know, to change.
Well, I thought it was down. I thought it was down because there was a client that was trying to reach me saying that I've been trying to call that number that's on there. And I said, oh. And I said, well, here's my phone number. And I said, because he was getting skeptical about coming to me.
Yeah.
Because he said he couldn't reach. He says that number won't let me get through or something. And all this other crap, and I'm like, and he was starting to say, I don't know about
right
this.
Now and see what
happens. Well, he says,
hold
I don't
on.
Know about this. No, I'm just saying he doesn't.
Press one. I'll just press one like I'm a new client and tell me if your phone's ringing. If not, then it's probably.
Yes, it is. It is. It is.
Good. Okay, good.
But I don't know why he told me that. But maybe he called the wrong number. I don't know. But he told me that. And I thought, and then he says, well, he says, I'm not sure about this anymore, you know. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, you know. Because I told him I have to have it up front, you know, and stuff, you know, all of it. Because I can't do it any other way anymore. And he goes, oh, I can't do that then. And I'm like, well, good luck finding another place that won't do that.
Right, exactly.
Then a week later, he did contact me back. But then I already took in another dog, you know. Even though I wasn't here, I still took in another dog. Because I already knew the owner, and I know the dog, and I knew the dog wouldn't be any problem, and I knew Philip could handle that dog, you know, so I said, okay, let's take that, and I said, well, then the guy calls me back, and I said, well, I'm sorry, you know, it's been filled, because you said you couldn't do that, and he goes, well, I need somewhere for my dog, and I'm like, well, that isn't my problem anymore.
Right, exactly.
I'm not trying to be mean, but it's like, you know, I sit there and try to convince you that it's okay to bring, you know, and if you want to come and look at the place, but I won't be there. Well, when will you be there, you know? And it's like, you know, and then that's a problem because, you know, Philip doesn't know how to do these things.
And I'm happy that you're starting to get a little bit stricter with these clients, because I've seen them walk all over you. So I'm actually happy to hear this. You know, you have
they
to start getting
it.
Payment.
They still do it.
I know, because you have a good heart, Lori, and that gets the best of you. You know, you try to help people, and then you're the one that ends up paying the consequence, and that's not right, you know. So,
And the client that actually paid for their dog to be trained, they did pay all up front, too. And then they don't want her. And I'm like, well, wasn't that the purpose of you, you know, getting her trained?
Right, exactly.
And I found out, well, you know, apparently the husband's going to miss the dog. The wife will not. Let's just say that.
Oh, I see.
And I thought, and I felt so bad, you know, for the man. And he was looking at me, and I'm hoping he reads lips, because I'm, you know, whispering, you know, like that, not out loud, as my head is turned to it, you know, away from the wife. And I'm like, I don't know what else to tell you. So I told him, you know, I felt so bad for him because he fought tooth and nail. He paid for this dog to get trained so that she would want to keep her.
Oh, I see. Wow.
She had her own dog. He had his own dog. And here's the thing. That's the one that's barking now. But here's the thing. I should have never said anything, apparently. Some people take it more personal. Is that I said that female dogs are harder to train than males. Well, I would have known this sooner. And I'm like, oh, no, what did I start?
Right.
And I thought, and the way she said it, I had that feeling that she was not going to want this dog. The way she acted, oh, no, she didn't want to even have patience for that dog anymore. She did not care. Mm. And I'm like, and I told her husband, I says, I do tell people that because it's honest, you know, it's just being honest. You know,
right?
Yeah, female dogs are harder to train than males. And she goes, I asked after you said that. I asked somebody at work too, and they said the same thing. And I thought, oh great, you know, we created a monster instead.
Right.
And so she was. She really was. She was just horrible. I don't want this dog. No matter how much training you did with her, oh, you did a wonderful job. I just don't want her.
Wow.
And I thought, what is wrong with her?
To pick her up and find a good home for her then? I mean, that's ridiculous that, she just told you that, you know? So.
And I did tell him, no, but here's the deal I made with a man. Her I did not make any deal with.
I see.
I said, I'll tell you what. I says, I'm going to keep her for a while, you know, and maybe she'll stay with us, you know, on permanently, because she does get, the dogs love her. All my boys love her. They play with her,
good.
You know, and she's just a right fit. Even though I don't own female dogs and stuff
but
like that.
But
I said, you know, here's the deal.
Very well.
Oh yeah. And here's the deal. I said, is that I'm going to keep her, and you can come visit her anytime you want. And we can come visit you anytime you want.
Oh, that's nice.
And you know what he said? Thank you.
Oh, that's good.
So
cause
it does
he
pay
loves
off
her.
Some, you know. He did love her, and he worked hard, you know, and I thought, wasn't this the whole purpose of this training? And she saw that she was training her, and she goes, well, I still am. And I'm like, really? This is just rude.
Very much so.
Hold on one second. Hold on one second. Before I ask now, so, yeah, and I have a hard time still walking around and moving and feeling nauseous and all kinds of things still, so... You know, I have
so
to, so Philip does let most of the dogs out for me, but he cannot do anything else. He is not fit to do anything else, apparently.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, I don't know. I mean, I just can't have him ruining my business either. That's the only other thing. And I'm like, and I told him, you know, if I'm not here, please don't do anything with these dogs because, you know, you got to tie them out in the backyard, because if a dog, you know, tries to get out and he won't stop the dog, he'll just say, no, don't do that. And I'm like, the dog ain't going to listen. What is wrong with you?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
The person tells me that the dog is trained. And I says, I've been around the dog long enough to know that the dog, if they're boarded here and they don't listen, you cannot just assume that they're going to listen.
It's also the tone, you know. If you're like, oh, no, don't do that, they're not going to listen. You have to give it like a serious tone, you know. I noticed with my one dog, and she's a female, that if, you know, she pulls me hard or she barks at another animal or she reacts to something, if I call her name, she doesn't even hear it. It's like her brain blanks out at that moment. So
they
I
always
have
do.
To say, hey, sit down, and then she'll stop and she'll sit.
Oh.
But if I say her name, she won't respond. It's like she blanks out. But there's something about saying, hey, and she'll stop, you know. So that's like a trigger word for her. And I had to figure that out, like, by trial and error. But now
oh,
I
you
know.
What? I have a tip for you. I thought I gave this to you once before. Because I think you told me this. Okay, you have a chain collar, right? Not a prong collar, just
the
chain
yeah,
collar,
just the
right?
Choke chain. Yep, exactly.
Okay.
Just the choke collar.
Okay, this is what you do, okay? You don't have them sit because that's not a good thing. You keep going.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay? And you snap on the collar and say, leave it.
Oh,
snap on that
okay.
collar and say, leave it, and you keep walking. And you keep doing that, and you keep walking. You don't sit
yeah.
because that, if the dog sits, that gives opportunity for more things to happen, if anything.
Yeah, that's true. Cause I'll always like just make her sit until whatever it is that's bothering her passes by and then we proceed. But you're right. If they're close enough, then, you know, something could happen, you know, if she
mm-hmm.
like gets like pulls the leash
oh,
too
yes.
hard or something.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. I'll try that again. I know that when you first told me I tried it and then it was hard to try it cause I'm walking the three dogs together and only she has
oh, don't you, yeah, don't walk three dogs together. Yeah, don't always
yeah.
do that either because one instigates and then they all go sometimes.
Yeah, that's what I noticed because my other one, he's such a good mannered dog, but he gets reactive when he hears her getting reactive,
yep.
you know? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and it's so funny because things that I would pass by that wouldn't bother him at all, they start triggering him now because he you know, he'll hear her barking,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yep,
so,
and that's why I would say, if you got a dog that has those kind of issues, walk one at a time, walk that one separate from the rest.
Yeah, that's funny because after your phone call, I'm going to take a late break and I thought I'll go, you know, walk the dogs, at least, her, because the other mm-hmm. guy, he likes to sleep in till like after lunchtime. So I thought this is a good opportunity. So we could go and start practicing that if something triggers her, I could just pull it, you know, so.
And be consistent
little...
as well. Be consistent always. No matter what time
yep.
of the day you're doing it, if you still do it, you know, even, you know, just be consistent and never back down from your dog. Don't let and if you see a dog, if you have to be on the lookout before your dog sees it, and then that's
yeah.
when you say you have to catch it before they even react. You say nope,
yeah,
it. And that's even because that's even better. That works even more.
Yeah,
some people
I
just
that.
You know, just like a dog jumping on you. You don't
yep.
wait for the dog to already be on you to say no, don't jump. Well, the dog has
right.
already won that. You're a little late
right.
for that one.
Yep, you have to be
you know.
Proactive. Yeah, I get it. That's so smart. That's good advice, Lori. Thank you for that. So, question, just because we're having trouble with the payment now, and you don't
yeah.
have to pay it today. You have a lot going on, right? So don't worry about paying.
Yeah, I haven't been able to go to the bank or nothing, so.
Right, but I think that I would feel better in putting you into that $29 package in the meantime. Are you good with that?
Yeah, that's fine. I guess.
Okay.
I mean, or do
so
I have to start everything over again?
No,
oh,
because
okay.
that video verification, they can't do any more programming on Google until you get that done. So once you get the BBB and the, you know, the business card and you go on and do that video verification, you can call me and I'll put you back in the $99 pricing so that they can continue the Google programming. But right
okay.
now everything's kind of on hold until you do that. So what the $29
okay.
will do is it will keep your website active in the meantime and make
okay.
sure that orange banner gets removed from the site so that you don't have
okay.
anyone calling you saying, hey, how come your site's not working? You know what I mean?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, because I'm not getting any more leads or anything, so I just assumed, you know, that it wasn't active or something, you know.
Yeah, no, it's active. Some people see that orange banner on there and they think that means that the website's not functional, but it is functional. You can still get calls off of it. The number still works. It's just that, you know, that in order for that to come down, it has to be a paid account. That's why I thought rather than just having that up there for the whole month and you having to worry about the video verification with so much else on your plate, I would just rather do the $29, get that orange banner off, and then next month would be free, which means you would be paid in full all the way until, let's see, September 28th, right?
I did get something else taken care of too a while back. It was before this, before I got injured, but you know, remember when I told you I had people coming after me from the city and the police kept coming and, you know, because of the neighbor.
Guess what?
Oh, I yelled at the chief even. on the phone. And I said, you know, this is getting stupid. And I said, you know, dogs get sick like people do. And I said, my dog has a condition. And I said, you know, don't you realize by now that this neighbor here is always just calling you just because they're harassing me? And And I said, this is stupid. And I said, I had a friend staying here. Remember that friend that was staying here? And the cops came in the middle of the night. Oh, I yelled at him for that too. And I said, you know, this is really stupid. I said, not only that, but you're coming at 4:30 in the morning. I said, I understand that you probably have nothing better to do, being it is 4:30 in the morning, but come on. You know,
right.
For something that you did, it wasn't like an emergency or anything. It wasn't urgent.
Exactly. Yeah, it
wasn't
urgent.
And I said, seriously. And I said, and he goes, well, you know what he said? You wouldn't believe what he said. Don't worry, ma'am. We won't be bothering you anymore.
Yay.
Because
good
I'm not putting
you.
Up with no shit. I'm not putting up, you know, they think that people are afraid to speak their mind to them. I'm not.
Right.
And I will. And I'm sorry, but you know what? I'm not being rude, you know, and I'm not calling them names or anything. You know, I'm doing it in a kind of a civil manner, just getting pissed off because I said, you know, this is ridiculous. I emailed him and talked to him on the phone. And he returned my call saying he got the messages. And I'm like, well, and I says, because it is getting ridiculous. This is getting stupid. I said, people are just calling because they want to call just to harass me, even though nothing's going on. I says, you know better than that. You guys know my dogs are healthy. You know my dogs are always taken care of. You know my two police dogs and da-da-da-da-da. And I said, you know, this is getting stupid. And then I brought up the coming in the 4:30 in the morning thing anyway. And I said, and that was just ridiculous too. And I said, this has got to stop. I said, I've done nothing wrong, you know. And I said, you know, and this is getting ridiculous. You know, and I says, you're just harassing. And I says, it's getting to be a harassment for everyone harassing me. And he goes, well, ma'am, we do have to honor we do have to make sure that even though somebody is called in, da, 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 da. But then his last words were, don't worry, we won't be bothering you again.
Nice. I love it.
And I thought, they're better not be because this is stupid.
Make sure you know his name and his badge number so in the event anything ever happens in the future, just look them dead in the eyes and say, you know what, you're not supposed to be here. I have the chief's word that you weren't going to bother me anymore. What are you doing here? You know.
But not only that, they know my dogs because, you know, we're a big part of the community when it comes to police things, you know, like their festivals and their parades, and my dogs are in the parades, my dogs are at the festivals, you know, and everything, and they see my dogs more than anybody else, I think.
Right, so they know.
And I thought, you know, this is really ridiculous. And when my dogs are on a walk with me, sometimes they're out, you know, sitting blocking a road, you know, like if there was a pipe broken or something, and they go, oh, and how's Jonah today? Oh, you know, or whatever, you know. You guys just know.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you shouldn't have to come here. You just know. Why would I always take care of my dogs. I would never not take care of my dogs. You know, that means I would always take care of anybody else's dog too, just like my own. You know,
exactly.
I'm not that way. I says, and I do understand, yes, there is a dog trainer who ended up killing eight dogs or something.
I saw that too. Yeah.
And you know, and I thought, oh, I hope it doesn't ruin everybody else's reputation thinking that everybody's going to be like this. And I was part of that too. They said they couldn't get into that house. And I said, you're really waiting for her to come out? Really? And I says, okay, yeah. Let me through. I'll get the hell in there. I'll get in there. And I says, I'll drag her out by her damn hair.
Exactly.
I says, because that's wrong. That's wrong. And I says, I'll make sure, or I'll do something that she did with these dogs, you know? And it's like, she's a trainer. This should have never happened.
Yeah, and those poor dogs that were suffering in the meantime, you know, but before
and
they
even amount that were dead and even amount that were alive.
Oh, so sad.
And the officers, I had to go tell everyone that their dog is dead. And I said, and I got to go and call out all the other ones that their dog has to be picked up and needs to take to the vet and da-da-da.
It's terrible.
You know, what kind of person does that? They waited like 2 days. And I'm like, really, you want to, and I says, you're waiting for her to come out just so you can hear her side of the story? Drag her sorry ass out.
Exactly. Yep. I hear you.
And I said, let me in there and I'll get her sorry ass out.
Yeah.
And they all look at me like, really? And I'm like, oh hell, I wouldn't wait.
I'm happy there's stricter laws on it now, but still, it's not good enough, you know? She's probably going to get, you know, minimal punishment for that, considering that so many dogs died, you know? So
molesters get the same thing. Child pedophiles?
Yeah.
You know, porn guys, true. You know, on the computer, they get only a year or two, and I'm like, and they're right back out.
Ridiculous. Yeah, that's
and I thought, okay.
Tough.
Yeah, somebody with 10 ounces of cocaine is in there longer.
Yeah, exactly. So.
You know, that's not right.
I know.
And
those
people have kids, you know. Even those people have kids. Drug dealers have kids.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So. But Lori, thank you so much for the update. I've adjusted your package. I noticed that I was a little bit wrong on the dates. The payment that we're having trouble with is the one that was due on June 28th. So once that goes through,
I thought that's what it meant.
Will be for July, right? So you'll be paid in full until August. But the good news is you're only going to pay $29 every other month until you get, you know, your docs in a row, and then we can go back to the other package. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to tell you this. Call me because my card will be locked. It's always locked now.
Okay.
If I put money, you know, because the money, you know, because like I said, there's still money going out where I don't know it goes sometimes. So I'm putting a lock on the card. So can you call me back tomorrow so that
sure,
I know
of course.
I can have money in the account, and you can call me back and then I can unlock the card while I'm talking to you because it won't take that long anymore.
Yes,
it won't
absolutely.
Take 5 minutes or anything.
Okay, so I'll call you tomorrow at the same time, and then if you have the card unlocked by then, you can tell me, and then I'll just process it at that time, okay?
Okay, yeah. Around the same time, 11:30. What my
Sounds
time,
good.
Not your time. 9:30, okay. It's probably 9:30 now by you, at there, so.
What I do usually is I'll just send myself a reminder for tomorrow, and it'll automatically set it for this same time unless there's like a time difference, then I have to manually set it. So I'll just set it, you know, follow up with Lori for the payment, and it'll automatically have me call you at the same time tomorrow. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Awesome. Okay. Well, hang in there, Lori. Thank you for filling me in and have a great rest of your day. Okay.
Okay, you too.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Bye.